The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Notice what God said to our ancestors 3,500 years ago, ancient Israel, that is. In Leviticus 18, verse 3, we continue here. God says, according to the doings of the land of Egypt, where you dwelt, you shall not do. And according to the doings of the land of Canaan, where I am sending you, you shall not do, nor shall you walk in their ordinances. Egypt and the Canaanites were very wicked, totally ignoring God's word and worshiping idols. This whole chapter is devoted to instructing us as to how to keep self clean in the sight of God. It is speaking about sexual perversion, which includes adultery with your neighbor's spouse, your mother or father, other close relatives, or perverted sex with animals. And verse 22, God continues here. He says, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. This was going on in Egypt and in the nations of Canaan. This is a direct command from God, but we call it sexual preference. God says it is an abomination to lie with a male, or a woman to lie with a woman would include that as well. God says it is an abomination, but we call it sexual preference. Now, do you think God is pleased by our mindset and attitude toward His Word? Could God be pleased with our conduct? Of course not. Now, I know that most Americans don't approve of same-sex live-ins or same-sex marriages, but we have some judges and politicians encouraging that terrible, gross sin. Now that we have repealed the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy for the military, and that you can serve openly if you're gay, could this be moving us closer to encouraging and approving same-sex marriages? Should we expect God to pour out blessings on a nation that turns her back on His word and direct command, or individuals that do the same? God's word says we reap what we sow, and that God isn't mocked. My friends, we can't live contrary to the word of God and expect to be blessed for doing so. We should expect to be cursed if we don't live by the word of God, because that is exactly what is happening to us. We are a cursed nation. We are under many curses because we have turned our back on our Maker. And God said that these curses that we're living under and more to come would overtake us, overwhelm us, and our demise would come unless we repent and turn to our God. In Leviticus 18, verse 23, God continues here, nor shall you mate with any beast to defile yourself with it, nor shall any woman stand before a beast to mate with it. It is perversion. We would never approve that, would we? This is very plain talk from our Maker. We don't have to guess or wonder as to what it means. We must understand that if God said don't do it, then that seems to be exactly what the carnal mind, cut off from God, wants to do, and usually does it. Now, if God says do it, that's usually what we don't want to do. Does it all boil down to the fact that we don't want God reigning over us? God continues here in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 24. Do not defile yourself with any of these things, for by all these the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. God said He was allowing these nations, which He was casting out, so Israel could have their land to reap what they had sown. Any nation can only stand so much lawlessness before it crumbles. The nations of Canaan had reached that point. Sodom and Gomorrah and the pre-flood world reached that point. Where is this world today? Where is America today? How close are we to the time that our lawless deeds overwhelms us and casts us out of the land? Perverted sex is one of our gross sins, and it has caused many problems for our nation. And we are trying to cope with them, but our leaders never get to the root of the problems that it brings. We try to treat the effect, not the cause, because we would have to admit that we are breaking the laws of our God. Now, we don't want to admit that. We don't seem to want to admit that we are bringing our problems on ourselves. Why is that? Well, it's because we like our loose lifestyle of doing what this carnal mind wants to do. God warned our ancestors, ancient Israel, not to conduct their life like the nations of whose land they were to possess. God said, but these things, and perverted sex was one of those terrible sins, lawless deeds that brought their demise. Do we think that we can do the same things and not meet our demise? We, just like Sodom, Gomorrah, and the pre-flood world, and the nations of Canaan, have many other lawless deeds, many other sins as well. And notice what God said in Leviticus 18, verse 25, continuing here in this chapter. For the land is defiled, therefore I visit the punishment of its iniquity upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants. The word defile means to pollute or make unclean. So God said the land is polluted, the land is unclean, meaning its inhabitants that possessed the land of Canaan were filthy in the sight of God in mind, attitude, character, or action. Verse 25, God said the land is polluted and unclean, and their sins, iniquity, lawless deeds, brings punishment on the inhabitants. Yes, we reap what we sow. Anytime throughout history that lawless deeds reached a certain level, God made sure there was a payday. Individuals or nations only make their life more miserable by breaking the laws of God, the laws that God gave us to live by. Breaking God's laws always brings punishment. It may come little by little, but it finally becomes full grown to the point that we can't cope with it and our demise comes. It has happened down through history, and there's no reason why that it will not continue to happen. My friends, God is aware of your conduct personally, as well as a nation or the world. Now, whether or not you realize that or believe that doesn't change the fact that God knows what's going on in your life and in this world and in our nation. And when lawless deeds reaches a certain level, God always intervenes. He did at the time of the flood and in Sodom and Gomorrah and many other times in the history of man. Notice what God told Abraham in Genesis 15, beginning in verse 13. Then he said to Abram, now this is before Abraham, or before Abram's name was changed to Abraham, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. This was a prophecy about Israel going down to Egypt and becoming slaves, and God bringing them out. Verse 14, and also the nation whom they serve I will judge. Afterward, they will come out with great possession. God did pass judgment on the nation of Egypt, and it wasn't pleasant what they had to suffer in the time of God's judgment. It never is, because God speaks with a language that we finally understand. In verse 15, God said, now as for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace, speaking to Abraham that he would go ahead and die before all of this happened. You shall be buried at a good old age. God told Abraham that it would be a while before this prophecy would come to pass for Israel, Abraham's descendants through Isaac and Jacob, to possess the land of Canaan. Now, verse 16, notice this very carefully, my friend. But in the fourth generation, they shall return here, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not complete. In other words, God said, there's at least one nation in Canaan that their iniquity has not reached full-blown fruition, so I'm waiting and giving them time to change or for their iniquity to reach a certain level. God told Abraham that their iniquity, their sins, their lawless deeds had not reached fruition, but when it did, God passed judgment on them. Yes, God knows what state this world, our nation, and you as an individual are in. God also knows we are making our life more miserable by ignoring His laws. The nation of Canaan, including the Amorites, had another 400 years to change the way that they lived and conduct their life. They could have turned to God, but they didn't, and their demise came. the pre-flood world, and every city, nation, and individual which God has or will pass judgment on, had or will have an opportunity to repent and turn to their Maker. God only brings demise as a last correction, only when there is no hope left, but when iniquity, lawlessness, sins, reaches a certain level or a certain point, God will step in, because mankind only makes his life worse by increasing his lawless deed. Will things get better for you and our nation and this world? No, my friends, I can tell you it will not, unless we have a change of spirit, and that means a change of mind, our thinking, our attitude. It means we must begin putting on the mind of God and Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2 and verse 1, notice what Paul said to those that had come out of Satan's world, at least were on their way out. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin. Paul is speaking to Christians in the first century A.D. who once were living in a sinful manner, influenced by the god of this age, Satan the devil, having his mind, his attitude, and his character. But now they were in the process of coming out of Satan's world and were in the process of putting on the mind of Jesus Christ. Yes, having a renewed spirit or a renewed mind. Continuing here in Ephesians 2 and verse 2, in which you once also walked according to the course of this world, yes, the way of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Speaking about Satan and his demons, the prince of the power of the air, he says, who now works in the sons of disobedience. Paul said there is a spirit or mindset, an attitude in this earth that's working in the people that disobedient to the word of God. And that seems to be just about everyone. Maybe you don't agree with that statement, and you don't have to. But let me ask you, how many do you know that obey the word of God? How about you? Do you? Now we're asking this question, will things get better for you, our nation, and the world? Will you be better off physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially by January 2012? Will you be better off morally and spiritually? Will your marriage be better? Will your health be better? Will all be better for you and our nation? I'm asking this question in January 2011. My friends, we hope all will improve this year. And if our morals and our spiritual condition would improve, then everything else will as well. God has told us so many times in his word how to have a happy, abundant life. Notice what God told our forefathers 3,500 years ago. As a matter of fact, you can go back 6,000 years ago to Adam and Eve. Do you know what it all boils down to that God told us to do? Only one thing. Two words. He said, obey me. And that's something that we don't want to do. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, if you would like more understanding about this topic, will things be better for you by this time next year? We have a couple of booklets you should read, North America Listen and the United States and Britain in Prophecy. These booklets will help you understand the days that we are living in and what will happen to our nation. All you need to do to receive those booklets is to call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, and please leave a message if we aren't there to answer. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.